I guess we'll just move on unless somebody has more questions on this.
No, I shouldn't yak too much, but as a kid, I grew up in Norway, and that was an analogous thing. When you went over skiing across thin ice, your bindings off. You can ski fine with your bindings completely loose. You just kick your ski right off.
And that's
but the same kind of idea that if you went through with snowshoes or skis, you were dead.
And that's another thing.
Sure, you can get rid of them.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because in the story I was writing, actually I almost drowned one time, and it has nothing to do with ice, but I had a real big heavy pack on. I was a young pack, packing a lot of moose meat. So I was crossing a real mountainous stream, it's probably pretty high water, and the older guy was ahead of me that night. And I started walking along behind him and had that pack on, and next thing I knew, I lost my footing. I went underneath the water. I don't know how, what happened, but miraculously, somehow, something caught me, and that current pushed me up, and I was all of a sudden, I was back on my feet again, and I was all wet, and I'm sitting in the creek, and it was full of water. Cut my footing, got to shore, and just by the time I hit the shore, my head guy turned around and looked back at me, see how I was doing, and he sees me all wet, and he says, "God." He didn't realize, he didn't tell me. He said, never, ever cross a creek without taking one strap off and one side of your pack board so you can roll out of it. He said, if he wouldn't have seen me. I would have been down up.
Yeah. Or over the belt, you know.
Yeah.
I had the same, this fall we had to cross a pack, race across some little sluice off these lakes, and it was sink bottom. And it was also ice, it was, you know, how it was freeze off, and we were busting through and making land, but I was, every time we walk together. But when I kind of nose into it, because I'm not very coordinated, I want him to be there to, you know, pull me out of there. But also the idea of, you know, letting it go either on one strap or at least a belt.
Yeah.
So when you're down there in 3 feet of water, you can deal with it.
You can't get out of it.
You can't just start fussing with buckles.
I don't know how I got out of it. I didn't get out of it, actually. Kurt actually just pushed me up.
You know, when you're on thin ice, you got better chance staying on top of the ice than when you got with snowshoes and when you're walking without snowshoes, you know. That happened to me a lot of times. You know, you could bust through, but you're still